danse Congo. Côté n'a danse Congo. Côté n'a danse Congo. Côté n'a danse Congo ewa. Mande côté n'a danse Congo. La famille vient danse Congo. Mande côté n'a danse Congo. La famille vient danse Congo. Hey côté n'a danse Congo.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight, what we're doing is so as frequent listeners of the show will be familiar, I am a frequent reader of these books by the 33 and a third. They're the 33 and a third series. And what they are is there's a different book devoted to a number of seminal albums. So you have a writer who wrote a review about, not just a review of a record, but why it's significant in the musical canon, as it were. And I've done, I would say, like 30 shows based on 30 different books that I've read about a variety of albums, Achtung Baby and whatever. It's the only one I could think of. Oh, Low from David Bowie, Pixies, Doolittle, many, many more, including this one I just finished, Computer World, Kraftwerk. And so this is... The writer, you know, it's funny, is that they're all written a different way, and many of them are different styles. Some of them are good, like the OK Computer one, the devoted to the album by Radiohead. Not so good. Achtung Baby was too much about, like, Jesus, which is what U2 is about, but it sort of was kind of a letdown for me. This one, Computer World, the writer, Steve Tupai Francis, makes it seem like this is the greatest record ever made. I will say it is excellent, maybe not the greatest ever made. That's a discussion for another time. But it was... It was certainly very influential, and you know, it kind of like foretold the influence of techno and dance music, and sort of started things off when it came out in 1980. And we're going to hear Computer Love, first track off the record right now, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Thank you.
Yes, Computer World 2 underneath. I love numbers. It seems so industrial, you know, so I wanted to play that. And of course, we have the track before, which was Devo, Jocko Homer from Q, Are We Not Men? A, We Are Devo. Gary Newman with Me, I Disconnect From You from Replicas Redo, and it was Kraftwerk's Computer Love from Computer World. We are playing all the tracks from Computer World. This is the next show that I'm doing here in reference to the 33 and a Third series, where there's been a number of books written about specific albums. And currently they're at 160, actually. Let's see, what does it say here? Well, actually, this one, according to this one, it's actually not current with the one that I just read, which is devoted to Kraftwerk's Computer World. Anyway, so what's going on now is what I've been doing is playing tracks from the record and then kind of interspersing other tracks that were mentioned or other songs that were mentioned in the book. I think the book is very specific about how influential the sound was that Kraftwerk created in their studio and how they learned to play the Kling Klang studio as kind of like a special instrument or a unique instrument, and which is something I've heard before about a lot of other bands, especially electronic bands who are sort of use the toys that the studio provides, and then the challenge is how do you interpret that in the live or in a live show. And Kraftwerk, I think, did pretty well. We actually saw them I saw them about 10 or so years ago, before the last, I think it was before Florian Schneider died, and so he was, I think, the last original member. And it was pretty awesome. It was great. And just the visual components of that whole show, that was over at the Box Center. So what's coming up next is we're going to play a track from Front 242. This is Don't Crash, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Oops. Ah, damn it. These things, let me tell you, the CD players, I think they're a little too sensitive. If you, like, sneeze at one, it, like, changes. There we are. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 meant for WMFO.
Down. They stop smiling, finger urging on the break of dawn. It's more than to compute.
Feel the steering wheel.
Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
All right, that is Tangerine Dream with the Love on a Real Train. That's actually from the Risky Business soundtrack. Now, at first I didn't really know when I read that. I was like, what is that? How is it that Tangerine Dream ended up on the Risky Business soundtrack? But then I heard the actual song, and I remember that was the scene where he was with making out with Rebecca De Mornay, who played the hooker in the movie, and the prostitute. And so they were at I don't remember how they ended up on the train in New York City in the middle of the night. And remember, he had to get this guy, the homeless man, who wouldn't leave. He was just out for a ride, the unhoused. We called them homeless men back then. And then there was like a really cool scene where they were having sex on the train, and of course it wasn't stopping at this time. It must have been the express train. it was great. So then I remembered the song. All right, that's my point. The Normal before that with Warm Weatherette. Kraftwerk's It's More Fun to Compute from Computer World. It was Nitzareb starting off the set with Joining the Chant from that Total Age. So what we're doing here tonight is we're having a show devoted to this book and the latest in the 33 and a third series. I don't know if it's the latest, but it's the latest one that I read, devoted to Computer World. There's a record by Kraftwerk. Frequent listeners of the show will know that I've had many of these shows devoted to these books. And also I had a show devoted to Kraftwerk years ago when I saw them at the Box Center. Basically what I'm trying to say is that we go back. My show's love for Kraftwerk goes back a number of years. Not all the way back, but it goes back. And, you know, what's interesting is that I'm about to play Home Computer, the next track from Computer World. And, you know, if you remember it if you're old enough to remember, in the early 80s when this record came out, like, computing was still something that wasn't done by everyone. Not everybody had a home computer, as it were, at home, sitting there waiting for them to use it and to do anything. There wasn't really a World Wide Web. It was, like, very primitive. And yet Kraftwerk sort of embraced this computing thing as a revolution, and they figured that somebody would make it easier to use. Not saying they foretold, like, Steve Jobs and Apple, but it was kind of something that they thought would catch on and change our society. And I think they deserve some credit for latching on to that and making a whole record devoted to that when most people didn't really know what they were talking about, which is kind of true for a lot of Kraftwerk records, but this one in particular kind of projects towards the future, and it really came out as sort of, prescient. So let's move on to this track here. This is Home Computer from the record Computer World, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
Thank you. A million memories in the trees and sands of